הרב סמס, הרבי, כל הרבנים, all dear friends, we read in Medrash, שאודם עושה מצווה, when a person is doing a mitzvah, יעשנו בלב שולם, let him do it full-heartedly. שאילו יודע ראובן, ראובן, the eldest of the son of Yaakov, and he tried, when his brothers plotted against Yosef, he tried to save him. And it says in Chumash, Vayishma Reuven, Reuven heard that plotting, Vayatzelehu miyodam, he rescued him. Would Reuven have known that this is going to be recorded in Chumash? Al Kseifoi Hoyo Melichoi Eitzol Oviv. He would have carried them on his shoulders, bringing back to his father. The Ilu Yoda Aharon, and if Aharon, the brother of Moshe, would have known Shatoiro Tichtevolo, that the Torah will record on him, that when Moshe is coming back to Egypt from Midian with the great mission of taking the people out and preparing them for the Torah, it says in Chumash, V'ro'acho Aharon, Aharon will see you coming, V'somach b'liboy, he will rejoice in his heart. He will not feel any envy that the younger brother has such an opportunity. Would Aharon know that this was going to be recorded in Chumash? Besupim ubimecholais hayoyotzi likrosei. He would have welcomed Moshe back with an orchestra and with dances. And so far. Then the Medrash continues, L'sh'ova odom oise mitzvah. In olden times, when a man did a mitzvah, hanobi koisvo, the prophet recorded it. Achshav mi koisvo, today, who is recording it? Eliyahu u'melach ha-Moshiach. Eliyahu and Moshiach both are recording it, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu choseim al yodam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu countersigns it. Shenema, Oz nidberu yirei Hashem isha vehim, there will be a time when those, when God-fearing people will come together and talk to each other and encourage each other, vayakshev Hashem, Hashem would listen attentively, vayikosev, and it will be written down, recorded, the Sefer Zikoron, in a book of memory of one. Therefore, the Medrash continues again, She'odom oise mitzvah, when a person does a mitzvah, Ya'aseno, let him do it, but let Sholem, the full heart. Now, what does the Medrash tell us? If Reuven would have known that what he is going to go is to do to his brother is going to be published in the media, such publicity, he would go out, he would do a better job. Is this what it means? What it really means is, we have a rule. The Gemara tells us in Megillah, although we have recorded only 48 prophets, 48 and 7 prophets together, 55, we had many more prophets, and over 1 million. Kiflayim Kiyotze Mitzrayim. But where are they? It's not recorded. Says the Gemara, Nevuah Shehutzrach Al HaTorah, a prophecy which was timeless, Nichtevo, was written. Something which was limited to time and to place was not written. Why? Because Torah is timeless. Anything which is mentioned in the Torah has a timeless value. If it's recorded that Reuven has saved the life of his brother, he not only saved his life, of his brother, by saving the life of Yosef, Reuven has put the Jewish history on its track. And until this day, where we are, if Reuven would not have rescued Yosef, we would not be tonight in this hotel. If Reuven would have known that it's going to be recorded, if it's going to be recorded in the Torah, it's a timeless action. Moshe Rabbeinu was hesitating to become Moshe Rabbeinu. This is a great lesson. There is an older brother. He may hurt his older brother's feelings. And that opportunity to become Moshe Rabbeinu, he just couldn't accept it. He may hurt the feelings of his brother. He had to be assured by Hashem that Aharon will rejoice it. There will be no bad feelings in order to accept it. Now this rejoicing of Aharon gave us Moshe Rabbeinu until today. And then the Medrash says, did Aharon know that his action was timeless? How do we know when we have an opportunity to do something? How do we do know that it does not have a timeless value? Who is recording it today? Eliyahu and Mashiach. That combination, Eliyahu and Mashiach. We read in Chumash. In Parsha Nitzavim. V'hoyo ki yovoyo elecho kol hadvorim o'ele ha'brocha ve'aklova. It will so happen that after all the things which were happening to the Jewish people, blessings and unpleasant things, when all this will be almost over, v'ashevoitzo elevovcho, you will bring back to your heart consideration of turning to Hashem. And you will. And v'shamata v'koilo, and you will study His Torah. And then V'shov Hashem Elokecho Yeshvuscho V'rechamecho. Hashem will bring back you back to your roots and to your land. Eliyahu. It says about Eliyahu. The last prophecy, Malachi, says, I'll send you, Eliyahu, ahead of the arrival of the great day of Hashem. And he will return parents to Hashem by their children, and will bring children to Hashem by their parents. This is Eliyahu. Eliyahu, the Tshuva movement which we have today, this is Eliyahu. He leads up the Jewish people to its redemption. It's Moshiach who is bringing redemption to the Jewish people. That's the combination. Today, if a person is doing something, it may be playing into the hands of Eliyahu, Hanavi, and Moshiach. And they record it. My friends, we live in a very unusual time. And Chanukah and Purim, we introduce the special, which was to last only one night, lasted 8 nights. It was a miracle. But if a missile, which is directed to Tel Aviv or Jerusalem, lands in the West Bank, it's not a miracle, but it is a wonder. Which means, but we thank Hashem not only for miracles, we thank Him for wonders too. And there is that pasuk in Yirmiyahu which says, and they will come back to you from the land of the north, a great crowd is going to come back to your land, among them blind, limping, pregnant, and giving birth. You know what this is referring to? It's referring to people who for 70 years were taken away from any idea that they are Jews, that there is something in that Jewishness. One thing which is the greatest wonder, a Jew in Russia, while he was made to forget everything, in his passport he was identified Yevrei as a Jew. And this was the only identification that he kept to know what he is. Now those people are coming blind. They were not exposed to any trace of Jewish information. They are coming crippled in a Jewish sense. And so many of them are pregnant on the way of tshuva. And some of them are already giving birth. It's a wonder. The only thing is that if the miracle could not be explained otherwise than by providence, the wonder directs you, indicates to you, it is by providence. You know, my friends, how a Jew should look at the international situation. I don't know how you will take it, but we should look at it as if you are watching a puppet show. You know, when puppets in the show, they're acting, they're performing, and the one who is sitting in theater thinks that those puppets are smart and they are skilled. Nothing, just somebody behind pulling strings. We see so much of evidence today, of so much surprises that we could not have expected. Natural events are predictable. But we have so many things today, unpredictable, surprises. It's not the puppets. And sometimes it doesn't, if a puppet doesn't behave, we don't go to the puppet and say, please, puppets. Get straight. Nobody to talk to. We are directed. Today we are directed to realize that somebody is running that show today. In such an unusual time that we live, we should expect that our actions may also result with unusual effects. That's what the medal says. We live at a time when we have a feeling that here is the Eliyahu HaNavi. That that search for Yiddishkeit, that search for the truth of Yiddishkeit, and this, it's a universal movement today of teshuva. Wherever you go, you have a revival of Yiddishkeit, you have a revival of study of Torah, and I don't have to tell it to you, you experience it yourself. It is a time when we have been promised that we will return back to our roots. And a time when we are promised that, as it says
in Ashrei. Koroim Hashem l'chol koirom, l'chol asher yikoru be'emes. Hashem is close to those who call on him, to those who call sincerely. Which means the distance between me and Hashem, I created. He is as close to me as close I come to him. We are blessed today that we go through the experience of a hunger for a word of Torah. Rashi has a title for us. Rashi, the relation between a teacher and a student. Torah teacher and Torah student. I'm not talking about it. I'll tell you a very interesting incident. In Detroit, there is Yeshiva's Beis Yehuda. The Rosh Yeshiva is Rabbi Leib Bakst. Tells me Rabbi Leib Bakst, there is a Professor Levin at Wayne University. He's already retired. Professor Levin comes in, at Yortzeit, he comes into the Yeshiva to say Kaddish. Talks to the Rosh Yeshiva. And the Rosh Hashiva asks, he says, Professor, how many students have you handled during your time at the university? They started from 20,000, they ended up at 30,000. 20,000 students. So the Rosh Hashiva says to the professor, Professor, didn't any one of you, of them, invite you to his wedding? Didn't. The Rosh Hashiva? People sent him transatlantic tickets in order to be present at the wedding of a student. What's the difference? That relation, that personal relation that develops between a Torah teacher and his student has no comparison. And we learn that a student is like a child, like a natural child. Says Rashi, where is it indicated in the Torah that the student is like a child? Bonim atem la'Hashem alekechem. You are children by Hashem. What's his relation? Rashi says, we call Hashem ha'melamed Torah la'am Yisrael. He is teaching us Torah. He's teaching us Torah, you are becoming his children. Today, with all the unusual character of our time, it's a time to look forward to great events, but it's the same time, it's a time to be worried about ourselves, about brothers in Eretz Israel today. And we want to have the mercy of our Father by studying His Torah. Ma yasel odom v'yenotzel mechevel shel Mashiach yasek b'toyro v'gmilus chasodim. Engage in learning Torah and in loving kindness. I feel a great privilege In having this opportunity to talk to you, my friends, Anshei Emes, translation, people who search for truth. To be, for one evening, a part of you, I know how you search for truth. I know what brings you together. Let me tell you, it says, when the people, we just read it, last Shabbos, when the people came before Har Sinai, Vayichan Shom Ho'om Neged Ho'or, the people camped in front of the mountain, facing the mountain. Rashi remarks, it says, it camped. It doesn't say they camped. It says, it camped. In singular. Kulon ke'ish echod, all Jews like one man, b'lev echod, one heart. What does it mean? When does Rashi repeat, like one man and one heart? What's the repetition? When two people start a business, and they are good business people, they work like one man. But each one has his own motivation. Each one works out the business because he wants to be a successful man. But if two brothers have become partners, then they work it out like one man, but also with one heart. Which means, which is very interesting, the sharing together in activities of Torah, in living Torah, in studying Torah, makes us acheinu kol beis Yisrael, makes us brothers. It makes a family of all of us. This is remarkable that in those tehillas, in those congregations, where the aim is learning and living as a Jew, some kind of a family character develops with the joys and pleasures to be a friend and to have friends. I thank you, my friend, for inviting me tonight. And all I can tell you is there is a parable in Gemara Tainish about a man walks in the desert, is thirsty, he's exhausted, comes to an oasis and refreshes himself. And then he talks to the oasis and says, I am so grateful, he says, I want to wish you something. But you are so perfect, I don't know how to wish you. All I can wish you, that all plants that will be planted from you should be like you. Thank you.